Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. If you don't want to ask a question, go to askjim@jbsba.com. And I'm excited about having William Skip Miller back on the show. Skip is an old friend of ours and also a longtime member of our Brain Trust, probably even an original member. He's the author of a number of books on selling. One is Proactive Selling. But his first book, Proactive Sales Management, is now the number one sales management book at Amazon, and I'm not the least bit surprised. William Skip Miller, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always fun to spend some time with you and your audience.
It's good
to be here.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on the Amazon thing.
Yeah, no, it's been kind of fun. So, and it just breeds more feedback, and people kind of like it's you know, basic nature. So, you know, it's been really exciting.
Well, and that book's been out a couple of 3 years, hasn't it?
3 years, and
yeah.
For the last three or four months now.
We were telling people about it when you first came out, and so that gives you an idea, folks, of the kind of quality. When you hear me talking about our Brain Trust, and I tell you that I only introduce you to the best and the brightest, this is. Skip's a real live example of that, and now you know what I mean, folks, when you hear me say, and let's all say it together, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience.
And anybody that can get us up at these hours, Jim, especially in West Coast time, you're right, there is no chopped liver on your show.
Stop your whining, Skip. Let's talk about sales management metrics. Now, what the heck is that?
Well, it's like this. Right now, you're a small business owner, be it the owner himself or herself or the head of sales. It's February, and in January, everybody celebrated the year or planned for the year, and now we're starting to get sales cranked up, and they've got, for the first quarter, they've got a number of sales proposals out there, and the forecast is looking good, and it'll be the 1st of March, and they'll still have a nice forecast, and it'll be the end of March, and they'll still have a forecast, and, you know, the revenue's not coming in as, you know, it's a slip a month, and what happens is when sales managers or business owners start tracking their business, especially now, the first quarter, they track revenues, and they get bloated like, okay, I was supposed to do, you know, $2 million in the quarter, $100,000 in the quarter, $5 million, $10 million in the quarter, whatever. And they get so caught up in the revenue numbers that they forget that what's behind the numbers, the measurable objectives, we call them measurable objectives over time.
Right.
The objectives of what I should be telling my people to do, that causes revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, John, you know, your quota for the quarter is 100,000 or a million.
Quotas don't create revenue. Proposals and demonstrations and qualifying prospects, that's what gets revenue.
You're exactly right. So why don't we, right now, the beginning of the year, start putting some measurable objectives, and I know it's the most boring thing in sales, you know, measurable objectives. I'd rather get a lobotomy. But why don't we, and so we've got a success formula that is basic R equals F plus C. Revenue equals frequencies and competencies. If you have your salespeople do a lot, frequencies of good things, competencies, revenue or results are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. As an old boss of mine used to say, the dollars will come and play in your backyard.
Yeah. So why don't we really sit down and start talking about, you know, per salesperson, what's really important. So I, as a business owner, can then start tracking, you know, okay, how's John or how's Mary doing now this month on, you know, number of sales calls to certain customers, number of sales calls in my current accounts, or, you know, frequencies and competencies. And that's what a small business owner right now, especially at the beginning of the year, should be focused on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And but, you know, one of the things, though, Skip, that I worry about in small businesses is just, in addition to the frequency and competency thing, is actually knowing how to do the metrics. How to project the metrics? I mean, how to even divide this up and conquer it? And one of the things, and I want to get into the frequency and competency thing in a second, but I also want to talk about the importance of how to manage a prospect list itself.
Without a doubt.
Because if you can't do that, you can't really delineate, you can't really identify the work that needs to be done and the steps that need to be taken. I mean, I'm talking about an actual mechanical thing here, Skip. You know, I mean, part of what you're talking about is in the head and in the execution, but I'm talking about mechanical stuff like a sheet of paper that's got lines on it.
You know,
hold on to that thought. When we come back, I want you to address that. Let's get them oriented around the sheet of paper, and then we'll talk about what has to be done to fill in the squares on that sheet of paper. And that's 22. We'll be right back with our good friend William Skip Miller, author of Proactive Sales Management and Proactive Selling. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. William Skip Miller is our guest. He's the author of Proactive Sales Management and Proactive Selling. And Skipper, to give us your website, tell us how we can find more out about your books.
Sure, www.m3learning.com, M3 Learning. And for Proactive Sales Management, if you get on Amazon, just type in Sales Management. You know, 5,000 something books come up, and the number one book is Proactive Sales Management. So they can
number one out of 5,000, pretty cool. And now, if somebody wanted to use your services to help them get their sales organization squared away and get their cornflakes together, you could help them with that, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we do from a management side or even a sales side. And again, on the M3 Learning website, there's a way to email us, sales@m3learning.com, and we'll be happy to just talk people through things, or even if they buy the books and have a question or two, you know, email us with questions. That's easy to do.
He means that too, folks, and that's one of the reasons why he's a member of our Brain Trust. Skip, let's get back to the mechanical thing. You know, I lived by the sales forecast when I worked for companies like Sears and Xerox, and when I was a good employee for 23 years. And I saw the important structural element that a written down forecast had. It is the way to define and identify the pipeline. You know, all of us know what we're working on right now, today, and this week, and this month. Probably we got all that down. We know where we're going. But what about next month and the month after that? How do we keep all that stuff in the pipeline? The only way is to write it down, isn't it?
Yes, without a doubt, in a written document that commits you, post it on your cube, post it in your office, that you constantly reminds you of what's important and stay focused. Let's say, you know, I've got 3 accounts or 5 accounts up there that are the most important to me. You know, those are the ones that I should be calling and prospecting into and trying to get appointments to and knocking on doors and, you know, prospecting, cold calling. You got to stay focused. And on that written document, Jim, we subscribe, there's got to be 3 things. One is the forecast. Right? Revenue by month, by quarter, by whatever.
Right.
A list of frequencies, and not just number of calls per week or number of proposals per week, but it's got to get more granular, like number of calls on vice presidents within these majors, number of new calls made to new prospects, number of what we call deep and wide calls. You're in a current account, and now you go to another department or another division. So in each one, it should be tailor-made to the rep based on their situation. So one part of that forecast should be revenues, but also have a number, 5, 6 frequencies, and a number, 5, 6 of competencies, selling skills, negotiating skills, sales cycle control skills. Because if I'm the rep and I see that, I'll know to go to Borders or Barnes & Nobles and pick up a book on negotiating skill sets.
Right.
So as the sales manager works with the rep, and the rep can do it themselves now, they stay focused on what's important.
And this form is on a sturdy piece of paper. You fill it out with pencil so you can erase it. And if within 10 days of creating this document for this month that actually projects maybe as far as several months in advance, if within 10 days it's not dog-eared and tattered and got coffee spilled on it and almost erased through in some places where you keep changing, you know, the progress of an account, if it doesn't look like that, then you're not doing your job.
Exactly right. In the book, we call it the Miller 17. And the reason is because the first one I ever designed was had 17 items on it, and
right.
It said Sheet 1, so you couldn't call it that. So I call it the Miller 17. And each of the reps had to update that weekly about what did they do, and not so much on the revenue. I mean, revenue's going to have, but on the frequencies and competencies, because I knew if they were doing a lot of focused, good things, working hard at their introduction 30-second speech, their, you know, opening 3 minutes of a presentation, you know, those things.
Closing for a proposal, closing for a demonstration.
Asking for the order. I mean, simple things that we know inherently in sales are supposed to be focusing on, but it's always in the back of their mind. And like you said, Jim, it's not written down.
Mm-hmm.
You write these down, develop a Miller, don't call it Miller 17 unless, of course, your last name is Miller, but come up with a page document that a sales rep can actually sit there and check mark, and I've done this, that, the other. You really focus on those frequencies and competencies, and I guarantee you your forecast accuracy and the attention of the sales rep will go up.
Well, tell us how the sales manager, or whatever their title is, whoever's in charge of these salespeople, tell us how they monitor this and manage it.
What's really cool about something like a Miller 17, Jim, it's a great question, is the salesperson basically manages it themselves. So let's say on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 to 10, I give you a 3 and a 4 on sales cycle control, you know, number of proposals to a vice president or whatever. Every week, I don't have to do a thing. You got to tell me what you've done, right?
So give you a copy of what you're projecting to be done this week.
That's exactly right. What specific things along these are you going to be doing? So from a sales manager standpoint, I got into a debate the other day when I was talking about this subject with a sales manager, a salesperson who wants to be a sales manager. And they go, yeah, being a sales manager means much more work and a lot more work, and I don't know if I, you know, I'm sitting there going, I disagree. If you put things in together where salespeople can manage themselves, then they go, well, that's not true. I go, well, I don't want to tell you I wrote a book on it, but I wrote a book on it.
It's the number one book.
Yeah, I just have just really work on a Miller 17, rank them 1 to 5, 1 to 10, check, check plus, check minus, and then every week or month have the sales rep come to you and say, here's specifically action items I've taken on these frequencies and
competencies. Well, you flip over to the sheet that they gave you last year. You say, okay, now you told us you were going to be calling on XYZ, and you'd already given them a proposal, and so the next step was to close for the order. How did you do?
Exactly right.
And then you say, okay, now here's BYC, and you said these people weren't really, they were from Missouri, and they had to be shown, so you were going to close for a demo. How'd that demo go?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And it's all these steps, all these execution points that creates revenue.
Stand by. Competencies.
That's right. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break right back after these messages with our good friend William Skip Miller, Tintill.
Sitting in the morning sun.
We're back. 7 till. William Skip Miller is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Skip, we're talking about how to go through the mechanics of sales management metrics. And, you know, Skip, I grew up on a farm. And if we wanted to have fruit, the fruit of our labors coming, you know, out of the field one day, we couldn't just say, I need corn, I need beans, I need hay, I need whatever. We had to go out and we had to turn the soil and plant a seed and cultivate it and nurture it and then harvest it. A lot of steps had to go into getting that, and we knew when all those steps were going to happen. We knew what had to be done. Is, you know, the more we did, the more scientific we got with it, and growing revenue in a business is just exactly like that, isn't it?
You know, frequency, number of seeds, when you planted it, how, you know, competency, your knowledge of the fertilizer that you're using, the knowledge of, you know, where to actually plant. You know, frequencies and competencies are going to get results.
Yeah.
So if you know, it's not just looking at the tree and going, look, I have a tree of 20 oranges. It's really measuring the frequencies and competencies. So I highly suggest that the sales manager, the VP sales, the business owner, you know, one sheet of paper only, come up with 15, you know, frequencies and competencies. Do, you know, think, like you said, think 3-6 months ahead. What do you want these people to be doing? Mm-hmm. Is it calling at the vice president level? Is it the number of calls? Is it the number of new territories? Is it that you want them to get better at selling cycle control, getting rid of maybes in their funnel?
Maybe we got a brand new line of products that our customers don't know about, and maybe the best thing we could do is this month we focus on demonstrations.
Yeah, exactly right. And I want to have 5 demonstrations at a VP level per week and 5 presentations to new customers per month. Or just focus on that. If you focus on the proactive things, R equals F plus C, frequencies mm-hmm. and competencies are proactive measures that influence revenues or results. Now, a big thing, Jim, is to make sure you don't use this as a big stick or a big brother. This has got to be a working document.
Right.
You treat it as, you know, how come you're not? Trust me, any sales person worth their salt will figure out how to avoid, how to, be very apathetic, tell you things you want to hear. This is a coaching tool.
Well, Skip, when I was being managed and when I managed people, one of the things that I was taught to do is at the end of the management session where you talk about these what you're going to be doing, you had to calculate how much money you were going to make if you were successful in doing what you projected.
Yeah.
And talk about getting saucerized when you come to those numbers, and that's what motivates salespeople.
And then write a letter, a poem to those spouse, loved ones, and others, saying, "Hey, this is how much your husband or wife is going to be making this month, and if they don't make it last month, don't look at me."
That's really mean when you do that. I've had that to happen before. I get home and my wife says, "I just got a letter from your boss. How you doing today?" I just got a letter from your boss. How are your frequency and competencies today?
You better go practice because you're.
That's
not,
right. Show me that thing. Show me that sheet of paper you showed your boss. I want to look over it with you.
The whole thing about frequencies and competencies is it's self-managed. The sales rep agrees with the boss. These are the things I need to work on. M squared over T means mutually agreed upon, measurable objectives over time, and then during the month, when the rep starts complaining, see, A reps love it. A plus reps love it mm-hmm. because they know what to do to get better.
Yep.
C reps hate it because there's no place to hide.
Right, exactly.
So the A rep sits there and goes, you know, this, that, the other. And with a C rep, you sit there and go, listen, there's nothing I as the manager can do to make you better. I mean, you're the one who said you're going to do this. By you not doing these things, I can't do your job for you. What are you doing to live up to your good intentions that you and I came up with a couple weeks ago?
The other good thing is when you have to let a C rep wander off to another place to work, that you know you've got the goods, you've got the evidence in front of you. There's nothing subjective about it. You said you were going to do this, you didn't. I'm sorry. See you later. Have a good life.
Then you do have something for corrective action. You have a documentation for corrective action, and it's really effective in remote offices.
And you have the information to either redeem them or send them on their way.
And it's not supposed to be a big stick. You know, a sales rep sees that they've done this and done these frequencies and done these competencies. The results are going to come. It's almost like they don't know why they're successful, but they're going to keep doing the things they do to make themselves successful.
And if you'll do the things that Skip talks about, and if you'll check out his book, Proactive Sales Management, which is number one in Amazon, by the way, right now, the dollars will come and play in your backyard. Skip Miller, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, it's always a pleasure.
Let's do it again.
Yep, sounds great.
All right, Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. William Skip Miller, Proactive Sales Management and Proactive Selling. That's m3learning.com. Don't forget to check his website out, too. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember today, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.